Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Zone. Keith Kelly here with you as we are going to talk to Scott Farrell, Farrell on the Bench. You can hear here right here on CBS Sports Radio, KFBC, late nights. Scott, it always is a pleasure to visit with you. What's happening, my man?
Keith, my man, we do this a lot. It's always good to be back on with you, brother. Everything good out there?
It is great. We're getting ready for the world's largest outdoor rodeo, Cheyenne Frontier Days. $1 million on the line, 10 days. It's going to be a hoot, man.
That sounds like a blast. I've been to that Stampede in Calgary, which is in Farrell, Alberta, same kind of thing. The Stampede is just the craziest rodeo bash you've ever seen in your life. You guys got it there in Cheyenne, so it sounds like rock and roll to me. It sounds like a good time. I wish I was there.
Well, so now let me get, I want to get into some sports and everything, but I got to get your opinion on this because they have night shows here, typically country acts, but every once in a while, you know, they usually bring in a rock band. They've had Kiss, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard throughout the years. Well, they didn't do a rock band this year. They went with Jason Derulo and Flo Rida.
Yeah. I'm not into the, like, I know who that is, believe it or not, which is unfortunate to begin with, Derulo, and I know who Flo Rida is. I know who they both are, their whole act. I'm not into, like, I kind of think Flo Rida is probably cooler than the other guy. The other guy sings too many love songs for me. I don't listen to love songs, Keith. I listen to death metal. I listen to speed metal, heavy metal. I'm a bad person, a bad influence, a bad seed, a broken egg, a bad apple. I don't get into love songs and femmy music. I like hardcore rock and roll, loud and fast, that all the neighbors hate and that offends everyone. And screaming death metal, that's my thing. And it's humiliating to admit this. I'm 52 years old, and I still listen to speed metal when I'm driving in my car. Mafia goes to work with me every night to do the show, my producer, and he's scared to death of me because I listen to the most violent band, Venom Inc., you name it. I listen to death metal, and he hates it. He hates me, and my wife, my kids are scared of me. When I drive in a car, even to go to church, I'm listening to death metal.
See, I'm not a death or speed metal guy, but I am a hard rock and roller. I like, you know, Volbeat's a new band out there that I really enjoy. And
I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them two or three times. You know, I love the new rock that's out there. So I gotcha. I'm that type of guy as well. So
yeah, I've seen a lot of it. Like, you hear the show I play. Back in the day, believe it or not, when I did the show on Howard Stern, I played, you know, and back in the day, even when I did Farrell on the Bench the first time, I played music the entire show underneath the show. Like, you could hear the metal being played while I did the talk show. And then CBS, they freaked out on me when I came back. When they brought me back, they had all these stupid rules. And one of them was that I couldn't play the music for more than, I can't play an intro for more than a minute. And then I can't, when there's a guest on or a caller on, I can't play it at all. So if I'm interviewing someone or there's someone on the phone, I can't play it ever. But when I'm talking, if I feel like it, I can play a riff for, you know, under a minute, and they don't want me singing. And so I used to sing the songs on the air, and that upset them too. So they have all these ridiculous rules I have to follow. So the bottom line is they've ruined my show. The show was better when I got to be me, and me was playing heavy metal and great rock and roll. Like, I like, you know, the same rock you do. Volbeat. I like, you know, Metallica. And I like Guns N' Roses. All that. But now, to me, that stuff's kind of soft compared to like I listen to Liquid Metal. So that channel on Sirius. Yeah. They don't play Guns N' Roses. No. They'll play a little Metallica. They play Megadeth. I like Megadeth. I think Mustaine's fantastic. What a talent. After Metallica threw him out of the band, guy made a huge, successful career. So I love rock and roll and death metal. So if I had my way, I'd play the music. When I did it on Howard Stern, I played the whole 4 hours. I did music, and we sang the songs, and people loved it. And then when I went back to CBS, they ruined my show.
What was it like working with Howard Stern?
Well, it was the greatest. Obviously, I was very lucky because he could have chosen a million people, but he picked me to go with him to do it. And he did mornings, I did nights. And, you know, he wanted me to bring him men and lots of them to his channels. And he wanted me to be me and be vulgar. and he wanted me to be crazy and wild and kind of porn too, anything goes. Yeah. And he knew I was capable of that because I had been pretty crazy on the air over the years and been wild and been a troublemaker and been controversial and super edgy. So he chose me. And, you know, I was up against him in mornings in New York on CBS. So he knew me, and he always says he never heard of me, and he's never admitted he listened to anyone ever, no one.
Right.
And he's never heard of anyone. And but he did know me because I had the same agent. And I was up against him in mornings. Believe me, he knew who he was beating in morning drive. So he would beat me. But I got ratings against him, and albeit small. Like, I was getting a 3 share, but nobody else was getting even a half a point against him. But I was getting a 3 share in mornings in New York. So I think it obviously all made, you know, an impact. And then one day he called me and brought me with him, and it was just the greatest. It was the best 7 years of my life. I had a lot of fun. He's the coolest guy I've ever worked with. He's a really awesome person. He's not what people think. He's just a great guy, very cool, very funny, very fun to be around, very just a great dad, a great husband, very friendly to people like me and my wife, my kids. He was just always just the most fantastic guy you could ever imagine. Class act, making billions of dollars, but never acted that way around me. He was just always a really cool, supportive guy. And when I got the job at CBS to go back, he saw it and said, take it. It's a great offer, and I love you, and you did a great job here. Thanks for everything. You're the best, and we'll always be good friends. And I gave him a hug, and I left. Boom, that was it. I miss him. I had way more fun working there than where I am, but I think this is a better job for me because it's, you know, legitimate sports, mm-hmm. and it's real sports. Like, on there, I was interviewing porn stars. It was getting really stale for me. I couldn't get athletes on the show because they wouldn't allow them to go on with me because they knew I was filthy. So it was ruining my career, to be honest with you. And at the time, they were going to move me to Mad Dog Radio because I wanted to do legitimate sports, and I was sick of talking to stupid porn stars, and I was getting bored, and after 7 years, I think I did the right thing. I went to CBS Sports Radio and started doing sports again and doing Pharrell on a bench again, and I'm happy with my decision, but I definitely missed the fun I had working with Howard. He was certainly way cooler than these people. No disrespect to him. I like the people I work with. I think they've been very good to me. I've had no problems. I like them. These are the same bosses I worked for 20-some years, so I respect them. I like them. I have no problem with them. I think they're kind of nerdy and dorky, but they're not cool. But they are what they are, and I just do my show and stay out of their way. I do what they ask. And when I was at Howard, it was just way cooler. Fair enough? Like, I'm not even being a jerk. I think one's a real serious job. I have to focus. And the other one was just a big party and a blast, and it was outrageous and more fun. This is, like, reality, and that was, like, Never Neverland. You know what I mean? That was, like, that was a big beach party. This is like a real job.
CBS Sports Radio, Pharrell on the bench. You can hear it here late nights on CBS Sports Radio, KFBC. Scott Pharrell joining us here on the program. So what gets you going? So you're going in a show. It's a light sports summer and all that kind of stuff. What really gets you going? What gets you fired up? What do you want to talk about during, you know, the lighter times during a sports season?
I hate the summer. I think it sucks. The baseball is boring. I try my best to give people as much baseball that they can take, you know, and make it cool and talk, you know, realistically about it. I break down games like, this guy is terrible, he doesn't hit, he doesn't do anything, he's making this much money, it's a joke, blah, blah, blah. I try to expose guys that are making tons of money that don't do anything, like, or these deals that, like, the Yankees made for a guy that hits .207. Frazier, he doesn't hit for average, but he gets all this money, and they treat him like, you know, they got Ty Cobb. But, you know, he does drive in runs. He can hit home runs. I've always said if you play and you get 600 at-bats this summer, you should be able to hit some home runs and drive in some runs. Most of these guys now in baseball hit in the, you know, low to mid-250s. When I grew up, there were guys like George Brett and, you know, others that were hitting 300 and close to 400. Mm-hmm. I saw Brett and Carew and guys like that hit for average like you'd never believe Pete Rose, all of them. You never saw Pete Rose hitting 207. So I think the game is terrible now compared to then, and it's boring. And everyone knows it's boring because people talk all the time about how what's wrong with baseball. It's putting people to sleep. Bryce Harper, it's no fun. You know, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. So I'm trying to deal with a sport that's dying. Like, I don't think baseball will ever go away. But it's dying in terms of interest. Like, people are just not into it. Like, they want to do other things. So, you know, obviously I was really into the NBA Summer League because I love basketball. I'm even enjoying the Big Three. It's just basketball. It's a bunch of old NBA guys playing 3-on-3. I'm cool with that. You know, soccer, whatever's going on, I'll roll with the Gold Cup, the Open Championship. I'm not into talking about tennis on the show in the summer. I could care less about Wimbledon. I mean, I think it's cool that Federer won again and everything, but whatever. And then, you know, I don't get into NASCAR really because, I mean, I think it's cool. I've been to a million NASCAR races. I love it. I'm friends with a lot of guys. Austin's one of my buddies. I just don't care about those races every week. They take forever. They're too long. There's too many of them. And no one wants to talk about them on the radio ever. No one wants to talk about golf, tennis, or NASCAR ever on my show. I'm just telling you the truth. But any controversy, people getting arrested, guys in trouble, this, that, if there's chaos, guys going to jail, anything like that, or believe it or not, all these domestic violence stories, everything like that, people love the O.J. Parole hearing today. People love that stuff. Any kind of juicy, you know, trouble, they're all over that. But talk about tennis, please. I wouldn't get a tennis phone call if I gave away money.
I'll leave you with this one, Pharrell. Pharrell on the Bench, CBS Sports Radio here. I'm here late nights on KFBC. Mayweather, McGregor, are you all in on this?
Yeah, I'm going. I'll be doing the show from the MGM on Thursday and Friday live. You'll hear it on the network. It's going to be cool. I've been to 30 of the last Mayweather fights. I've done a lot with Floyd and Mayweather Promotions and Showtime, which CBS owns. So I've been a part of a lot of his fights. No one's ever, I mean this, come close to beating him ever. I've never seen one guy ever even remotely come close. I mean, I've never even seen a guy get a split against him. I've never seen a guy ever win almost ever win more than three rounds against him. He dominates scorecards. He dominates points. He dominates punches. He dominates counters, crosses, hooks. He lands more. He does more effectively. When he throws, he doesn't miss, rarely ever. So when he throws, he hits you. And then, you know, Conor McGregor has fought a bunch of bums. He's fought about three good fighters in his life. That's it. And he's in for a rough evening with this guy in a boxing ring. I don't care what anybody says. Now, yeah, he could throw a giant bomb and knock out anyone. And everyone can throw a giant bomb and knock out someone. I've seen Sugar Mosley hit him hard. I've seen Cotto hit him hard. I've seen Canelo miss 1,000 times. You're telling me that Conor McGregor could beat a chance in hell? He couldn't beat Triple G, Canelo. He couldn't beat Ward. Mm-hmm. He couldn't beat Kovalev. I could go on and on with the amount of fighters that would beat his ass in a boxing ring. And I just don't believe it, that he's going to beat Floyd Mayweather. What he has done, though, successfully, is pull off the deal. He has hustled the greatest deal of his life. He's going to make a couple $100 million with the back end of it, with the 10% of the gate and the pay-per-view and the merchandise. Floyd will make $300 to $400 million on the fight. It's going to be the biggest sporting event of the year. I think more people are going to bet on that sporting event than any event of the year except the Super Bowl. It might even pass the Super Bowl in terms of betting. And whether it's a good fight or not anymore is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. Scott, I could talk to you for another half an hour, but I know you got to go. Thank you so much, Pharrell on the Bench. You can catch him here on KFBC, CBS Sports Radio, late nights. We always appreciate when you give us some time, Scott. And thank you so much, and enjoy what you're doing. Thank you.
I love you, Keith, and have fun up there in Cheyenne with the rodeo. Always great affiliate. I love you guys. Peace, and have a great rest of the summer. We'll see you on the bench.